Мы уже саму сидели, саму деревню одеть.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say the boogeyman's gonna get
you? Yeah, boogeyman get you.
Well now, would that be the same thing as the devil?
Yeah, same thing.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th when they come to see you? Or you go to see them, what do you say to them?
Christmas gift.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to, what, that very far.
Rest?
Hmm?
You send them down or shake down.
Well, now, let's say you've got a suitcase, but somebody else is going to move it from one place to another for you. You might say, I sure am glad he's going to.
Glad he come.
Yeah. I'm glad he's come to, what, my suitcase? Glad he's come to.
Take my suitcase.
Okay. Well now, let's see, if you had to do something with the suitcase, if you had to get it from one place to another, you might say, I wish I didn't have to, what, that suitcase? I wish
I didn't be bothered with.
Yeah, but what's the word to mean to move it from one place to another? I wish I didn't have to.
Wish I didn't have to trouble me to carry one another.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell, and they get about that big, I guess, and it lives in the water, and it can draw its feet up inside its shell, and it can pull its head up inside its shell?
You call them turtle.
Okay. Are you looking for somebody?
No, I thought I heard somebody call myself. I didn't look at it. I didn't see nobody.
Okay. What do you call a turtle that lives on the land?
Yeah.
What do you call a turtle that lives on the land?
Tabby.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
They call them chili.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Hen.
The center part of an egg. You know, an egg. On the outside there's the shell, and then there's the white part, and then in the middle of that, what is that? In the middle of an egg. Of a chicken egg or a duck egg?
Oh, the egg.
Yeah.
That's the yellow part.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call something that a man gets into to go fishing? He'd get in one of these and row himself across a lake?
Bateau.
Okay. What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
What's that?
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, she's wearing beads, you might say, that's certainly a pretty.
You call it a necklace, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and what's another word besides necklace? You can say it's a pretty necklace of beads or a pretty what of beads? Would you ever say a pair of beads or a strand of beads or a string of beads?
String beads?
Hmm?
Oh. You mean how to put it together?
I mean, which way, how would you say it? Would you say a string of beads or a strand of beads or a set of beads or a pair of beads? How would you say it?
I would say put it. Necklace, string beads.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other one?
Whooped him.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his.
Maybe the cave leg.
Have you ever heard that called to hunker down or to get down on your haunches?